It's my destiny.
What's the word? It's your boy Quad, last word. We here for season 2 Total Control Radio Show, powered by BYBNYC, YC Radio, the voice of today's generation. YCRadio.org, excuse me, before I get yelled at. But today, it's a special day. Shout out to everybody that's coming out to Black Dawn tonight. We got the Who Got It concert, Black Dawn 51 in Queens. Hope to see y'all there. It's going to be a movie as always. But today we have a special guest. Actually, he performed at my show last Saturday, Self-Made, in Queens, because we do a lot of Queens things, because we from Queens and we kings. So I got Jay Wright in the building, poet, author, songwriter. What else? What else is under your belt?
Oh,
what
man.
Else?
Motivational speaker. Community activist. I'm out in the streets helping the kids, giving back to the people. God is good.
All the time.
No doubt, man. What's up, fam? From South Jamaica, Queens, American Baisley.
Yeah, we also live on Instagram, York College Radio. So if y'all want to tune in, y'all can go to York College Radio on IG. That's Instagram for y'all. And watch the video, and y'all can be live with us. So we got Jay Wright in the building. Like I said, he has many hats under his belt. So first of all, I want to get into something that I know about you. We're going to go right into it. We got a lot of time. You was incarcerated.
Yes.
You was in jail, and you was in solitary confinement.
Yes.
Tell me about that, so people get to understand first and foremost who you are. Definitely. More than, you know what I'm saying, your music.
Definitely.
And your poetry and your motivational speaker.
Yes, definitely, my friend. I was in solitary confinement for actually I served 12 years in prison, and I was in solitary confinement for actually disarming two guys that were harming and stabbing and cutting the guy. I didn't even know the guy. I just heard the guy screaming. I was walking over to the drama, and the guy was being stabbed and cut. I just punched one dude in the face, punched the other dude, disarmed the guys. I received 2 years because I did the officer's job. The officer was not anywhere around. So
Hold on for a second. You said you got arrested and you did 2 years for doing the officer's job?
For doing the officer's job. That's
is there something written that says we can't stop violence?
I know. It makes me crack up too. I was actually the hero at the time, and they want to send me back, but then the rules are when you're incarcerated, it looks like you know.
Is this after you've been incarcerated?
No, this was during the time of my incarceration.
Like, all right, so you was going to court and this happened, and they charge you with for that on top of whatever you was going through.
Yeah, no, I didn't receive a new charge. I received confinement within my time.
Uh-huh.
So you could receive a disciplinary of SHU, which is a SHU.
Uh-huh.
And I'd served 2 years in the solitary confinement. And I won my appeal, thank God.
That's good. That's crazy. Yeah. But you still serve.
I served for
being a hero.
For being a hero.
That's different. I never heard that before, to be honest. I heard of wrongfully accused or convicted.
Right.
But I never heard of somebody actually stopping somebody from dying. Oh, nah. You gonna go to jail because you try to help somebody. Because you're already going to.
It's straight corruption across the board all the time, especially for our people.
Oh, man.
That's
crazy.
It's terrible. It's mm-hmm. it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. I never actually met somebody that actually went through that. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So that's kind of mind-boggling in itself, because not to bring it up, and like some of my friends hate when I bring this up, but I'm still like a fresh year out of beating a 30-year case.
Oh, man. So, God bless you, my brother.
Yeah, and I was going to court for like a year and a half, but just going through it mentally.
Yes.
It's crazy because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And every time you go to court, it's like, all right, what they saying, what they going to say today. And then like,
am I going in today? Are they going to make a plea bargain where I have
a good plea bargain? Because at first they were trying to give me 5. I'm like, no, I didn't do nothing.
I didn't do anything.
So And that's another thing I start to preach too since I went through it. Like, kids nowadays, not to go off topic, but kids nowadays don't have the knowledge of, like, not being scared to fight.
Right.
Especially things they don't know how to fight, how to fight it.
Yes.
And if I was younger, I think I would have took the five because it was less than 30.
Yes.
Mentally. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was, and not to even say that I would have took it, but I would have been like, but I ain't do it. But somebody would have said, just take the five.
Just take
because
the five.
You never know what's going to happen after.
And I mean, you know what? When you're speaking about that, it's just automatically bringing me to the exonerated five. Ooh. Who were very young.
Yeah.
And they were railroaded and they were scared. So they were like, okay, the police are going to tell me what to do. And what they're telling me is right. So I'm going to just do it. And look what happened to them.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so how did that go for you?
So it's the craziest thing because during my 2 years in solitary confinement, it actually slowed me down.
Mm-hmm.
Because although I saved the guy's life, I was lost.
Mm.
I was just going through just my time and letting the time do me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did the 2 years, the Spirit of God. Sorry about that.
No, you go, you go, you go. Yeah.
The Spirit of God came to me and gave me a choice. Sorry, guys, I get emotional.
Nah, you good. Nah, this is, we live here, man. This is real life stories, real life people, man. Like, you got to understand this at the same time. Like, this is, I mean, we do this music stuff because we love it, but at the same time, it's deeper than what y'all see. It's a road to it. There's a reason why.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, Miss Lisa, she goes through, she's a poet. She knows everybody. Tupac is her friend.
Yeah,
she knows everybody.
You better get me some open mics. You better hook me up.
Yeah,
you better stay in touch.
Nah, she
hook a brother
she's
up
with it.
We'll definitely talk. We hook each other up.
Thank you so much.
And Miss Lisa go through her thing too. Like, you know, I mean, she want to speak on it. She can't speak on it.
Please,
but and then she's a poet, and then she has to do other things, and it's a struggle, and then you know, like we get emotional sometimes. So
yes,
don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's real. It's real.
Yes,
it's real. It's all real.
So what happened was that was the turning point in my life. So I decided, you know, I'm going to give my life to God. And that was the best thing I did. Because when I came out of the situation, hold up, let's go back. So I received the 2 years, and then God told me to go to the window, and these guys, two guys are speaking Spanish.
Mm.
I don't speak Spanish.
Mm.
I'm actually Native American and African American. So I didn't understand, but that day I understood, started speaking to them in like a little broken English, and they said that the guys that I defended the guy against received 1 year. So in my appeal, I wrote that, and I used that.
Oh, the guys that you beat up.
Right.
They got sentenced.
They got sentenced to 1 year. How did I get 2 years? You know, I'm not the initial aggressor. I'm the defendant. So anyway, I put that into my appeal. I said, I lied. I said, I have a lawyer. They're going to look into this and all this nonsense. They overturned my stuff. I got a year. I got out of there. I turned my life around.
Nice.
And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
I can imagine.
No, man.
Because your brain is already like screwed with the time that you're already putting your head and trying to handle it. So now it's hard to flip back. Like, I'm telling, like, it took the people to bring me back a little bit because I was still, I couldn't find myself after that. After I beat it, it was like, okay, now what's next?
Right, right.
And then you just like, but then I started, I did a thing called Teach Reach Our Youth. That's my name. It was like a calling too. Like I said, God spoke to you. Like,
yes,
Troy's my name. So I build a thing called Teach Reach Our Youth, T-R-O-Y.
Wow.
And I did a thing called Reading with the Superheroes. And it kind of, people started drawn to me different.
Right.
And I said, yo, I think I got something. A lot of other things started opening up.
Right.
Then I came here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Then I really wasn't big on like doing interviews on radio, but it opened another door for me.
It opened another door.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and I'm enjoying it now.
Man.
Now I'm enjoying it. Like, I look forward to coming. Sometimes I be late, you know. Miss Lisa be getting on me.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this. But Choi has, Kwa has evolved. And he's just getting better and better and better. And he's, and you're in a comfortable space now.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
can
I'm
see
more
it.
Comfortable. Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah. And I thank them because they helped me. They definitely helped me. They definitely helped me. And coming here, it's fun coming here. I come here for no reason sometimes. Sometimes I don't have to. I just pop in. Like, yo, let's find something to do. Can that's y'all do this? Up, can man. We do this? Can we? And we talk. So it's good. And you need people.
Yes, yes.
Positive, people help positive people to push you, even though like you be mad at them. You know what I'm saying? But it comes from a good space.
Yes.
So I definitely understand, like, coming out of it, you need it. So what did it take for you not to go back? Well, you didn't. What was your first conviction?
Yeah, my first conviction. Oh my God, man. I was actually incarcerated for, I believe, defending myself. So it was an act of self-defense, but someone was really hurt. So I was sentenced to 6 to 18 years, and I served 12 years.
Okay, so
and yeah, that's something I.
It's a lot of. It's a lot of. I think society was scared of you. I think that's what it was. Because if you defended two incidents, you defending yourself,
right,
and you get locked up for it, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. But God saved you.
Yes, yes, God yes, yes, you. And transformed my life. And that right there, man, was the turning point in my life, and I vowed from that point to always do positive things.
Mm-hmm.
But like anything, I'm a human being. I go through my struggles. I go through my, you know, money situation, all type of situations. So just because I gave myself to God doesn't mean that.
You don't you know, struggle.
All, right. I don't struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been through my hell and back. When I was released from prison, I was working and everything. I had everything. And then one day I came home and my apartment was an illegal conviction. And I was homeless. Wow. You know, from having everything to losing everything to nothing. So I went through that hell, and that was no joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always believe, man, that you have to be strong. You have to do the right thing. You have to have faith. And never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up, because tomorrow can be your winning day.
Yeah.
But if you give up today, you'll lose tomorrow.
I think it's a vibe. Once you start, like, putting yourself down or not being strong, that's when the strong things come and put you down. So you gotta be ready, stay ready to be ready, or be ready to stay ready. That's how I say. Miss Lisa.
I just wanted to say that I feel like everyone's fear, or the thing that you never want to face, is being homeless.
Mm.
You know, not, or you know, in a position where your family is displaced.
Man.
You know, as a mother, you know, that is something that I've always thought about, and I'm always thinking about not just my son, but my family and my mom. You know, well, God rest her soul.
God bless.
But you know, my brother and sister. You know, so much has happened. You know, things happen in your life, and you wonder, like, how am I even getting through this? But it's only by the grace of God. He says, my grace is sufficient. So I tell you, I don't know how people can live in this world without God. Because everything that you went through is according to his plan to make you stronger, to open up the door so that you can step into your purpose for him.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow. Beautiful. I love it.
So after now, all this is happening, where did music and
with
poetry and all this motivation was? I know where the motivation speaking comes from, because I already know.
Yeah,
you already explained that, so I already know where that comes from. Now the music and the poetry.
And the poetry, man, this is the craziest thing, man.
Tell me about that.
I came out providing for my family, working as an optician, and just moving forward, working, grinding, working, very content in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I reconnected with my boy Corey Rooney.
He used to have the barbershop, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The shop. I was up there a couple times when he was filming that.
That's my guy. Yeah, that's my guy right there. We grew up together. He used to live behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hanging out with Corey Rooney. You know, listen, let's keep it 100%.
Big producer.
Yeah. Corey's living great, man. I'm riding. Oh, I'm so excited going to the studio, meeting people. And I'm just so excited just to be. Oh, my God, it's my brother. Corey Rooney.
Yeah.
So I'm around Corey. And then one day, I said to myself, I was like, wait a minute. Corey's a songwriter. I'm a writer. maybe we can. I can put something together for myself. I used to write. I used to write poems when I was in prison. Hmm. I used to write the poetry, and that was my means of survival. I used to sell it. That was my hustle. So when
how does that work?
Oh man, listen up. Yeah, that works.
Not because I would do it. I would not go to jail.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. I had my own word processor, so I used to type the poems up, and then I would duplicate it 100 at a time, and then I used to have pastel because I'm an artist too, and I used to take like a cloud, make designs, hook them up, and I would go around like, yo, look, you guys are reading it, like, wow, this is great. I would love to send it to my wife.
Okay,
how much?
Okay,
two
okay,
stamps,
okay.
Three stamps. They would add up cigarettes, food, everything. So you get me a bag of chips. Get me a bag of mayonnaise.
And
so,
you're good.
And
okay.
You're good.
That's dope.
So then what happened was when I was released in 2005, I put that to the side. Forgot all about it. Grinding, you know, fast paced American, you know, New York, you have to just grind, pay these bills. Forgot all about that. Reconnected with Corey Rooney. Saw what he was doing, and then I slowed down. I said, wait a minute, let me stop being a fan and let me actually put something together.
Yeah.
So I prayed one day at work, and I went home, wrote the book. Malik, Conversations with Malik, saw me.
Conversations with Malik?
Yeah,
that's my boy.
Conversation with Malik. You know Malik? Yeah, shout
out. I was on his show, too.
Oh, okay. All right, sis. Shout out to Malik. He took me on his show, got me out there with the book, went up there, started crying like hell, gave my life testimony, and then Dawn Michelle saw that. She started booking me for other radio interviews, and I was doing my thing.
That's dope.
And then what happened was, after I was at one of the shows, I was driving away, and I just felt a little empty. I was saying to myself, I said, I have to go further with this. I have to get myself on a bigger platform, not for me, for me to get to a bigger platform so when I give my testimony, because it's not all about me. That's how I look at it. It's
absolutely.
So I could get
you on
a
right path.
Bigger platform to give that testimony higher up. Listen, guys, and give it out. So I wrote a song. The song is called That Man Before. I went to my man Dino Money. I believed in him. We put
Dino Money. I know Dino Money.
Dino Money.
Yeah, I know Dino Money.
So me and Dino Money sat. We worked it out, how we're going to do it. He added to it. So now I co-wrote the song. We wrote the song together. We got the song out, and we started pushing the song, pushing. And then I started doing my own thing. You know, Dino was doing his thing because he's music. I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. And about a year went by, guys. Nothing happened for me. I was doing little smidges to keep me relevant on Instagram. Nothing happened for me. And then I wrote this thing called My Wife. Mm-hmm. I started to see how people were getting, you know, the response to it. And God said, take that and elaborate more on it. So I did that, and I invested my money, and I went to my guy, Ed in the Wind, and I said, look at this. He did a hook. He created a beat. He engineered everything. He produced it. Now we have the song called My Wife.
Now, since we talking about My Wife, I would love to, for the people of CUNY and YC Radio fans to actually hear what you're talking about and why it's so deep. And he actually performed this last Saturday at my show.
Yes,
at the Self-Made.
Yeah. My brother put me on the stage, man. Thank you so much, man,
no
for
problem,
that
man. Just come through. That's
Thank
what you,
you
got to
so
do
much.
With me.
I appreciate you guys.
So we're about to listen to My Wife.
You got to turn it up a little bit, sis, because it's recorded low.
And this is YCRadio.org, Voice of Today's Generation, Total Control Radio Show, powered by BYB and YC. Let's get it.
Wow. My wife. Two intruders I dropped. Despite changing the plot, my wife was shot. My wife was shot. My life just stopped. It was a long night. It felt like forever. What a storm to weather. They harmed my treasure.
So angry, my nerves just kept festering. My gun was licensed, but still, they took me in for questioning. I arrived at the hospital today. The doctors didn't want to say, but the love of my life just passed away. Damn, she was the air that I took in. When I lost, she made me feel like I could win. Made me smile when I wanted to grin. A situation so unusual. My babies are lost, crying at the funeral. Why me? How could this be? The love of my life is gone. My kids see me so weak, and once I was so strong. I have to find who is behind this. Police want a case solved. All I want are the bodies involved. My wife was shot. Now it's time to turn the tables and change their plot. That's in my heart, but I have to play smart. Think of my kid. Instead of doing a life bid. Although it kills me inside, I have to let this one slide and bury my pride. So much heartache, so much pain. This storm is an endless rain. My eyes are swollen shut, so sore. It damaged my soul to the core. I can't bear it anymore. Tears I drop. Damn, my wife was shot. Soul, the one I would truly miss. I felt your spirit in each and every kiss. What we shared was such a bliss. The air just lost its crisp.
What's the word? It's your boy Quad, the last word. Total Control Radio Show, powered by BYB and YC on YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. We got Jay Wright.
That's right, man. That was amazing.
That was that's
it's different.
Yeah, it's definitely it's different because different. It has a flow to it. That's why it's really different. It's like it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Man. Everything paints the whole picture, everything, the song, the ad libs, the singing.
Oh, thank you so much.
How you flowed on it, everything. Like it was real deep. Now explain that whole situation to everybody.
Sure.
You feel me? Because you know, people's like, "Yo, I need the full story." And
yes. Okay, so listen to this, guys. I actually, that's not real. First of all, that's not real. It's nothing I experienced. Nothing like that. No one I know went through that. It's actually a 3-part story, and I actually made that part and put it out there. But I have 2 other parts. I actually want to get it out there to like a short story, a little series, something like Netflix, HBO, something like that. So we can make that into something, because the other 2 parts is really, really juicy. Mm-hmm. And it's just a creative narrated song.
Nah, that's dope.
Yeah, I can't rap for nothing. I can't sing for nothing.
Nah, that's rapping.
Yeah, wow. Really. All right. Well,
that's really rapping.
Well, wow. That's. Listen, I'm on it.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, I'm on it. God bless, man. Thank you. That's
speed my it up a little faster. Like, say the stuff a little faster.
Yeah, a little faster.
But other than that, you was, that's like rapping, because you was on point with everything.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
It was definitely, I definitely can see that being a story. Thanks, bro. Anybody filming it?
No, I need someone.
I got you. We'll talk about that.
Thank you, man.
So, explain the story, though. Explain, like, the step-by-step again in words. Instead of flow.
Yeah. So the story is about, I'm gonna give it all up because everything is copyrighted. The whole thing is this. The guy was less fortunate. He was financially strapped. And what happened was his wife told him, he said, listen, I want to speak to my father. Maybe, you know, he could help you out. He was a real estate agent. So he says to the husband, listen, I know you're struggling. You're behind on your bills. I'm gonna give you a loan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you to school. I'm going to teach you everything about real estate. He became a real estate guru. The husband, he became rich. He moved out the hood, got his life together. Now his friends were jealous, plotting. They set him up. So they came to the house. He noticed the alarm went off. He noticed some intruders. He got his gun, which was licensed. He's defending his family. But because of his color, the police put him through a lot and stuff, took him down, you know, beat him up a little bit, put him through hell, and then they realized who this guy is, a community activist, he's involved with the church, apologized, let him go, he goes to the hospital, his wife is dead. So now he's just going through the heartache, you know, damn, I got to raise these kids by myself. I don't have my wife. She was everything to me. She was my partner. And then it goes on, and the kids were traumatized, and they wanted to commit suicide. Mm. So he was dealing with all of this stuff. He started drinking. He was going through a lot.
That's a deep story. I definitely want to see that as a video, a film or something, short story. But I got somebody that can actually bring that life to you.
Thank you, my brother.
So we're definitely going to work on that. Quadalax, we're the executive. You know, I'm trying to help my people out. We're going to do that. This is Total Control Radio Show, powered by BYB and YC, YC Radio DAC. Oh, Mr. B, where you going, Mr. B? You leaving us? You got to go? Mr. B leaving. Shout out, Mr. B.
Mr. B, take care. Pleasure meeting you.
So, what? But I also see your life being, just your real, like, your real life being a song also, things that you went through. I would want to see an album of poetry from you just like that.
It's so crazy that you said that.
I would love to see that.
I'm actually in the lab and I'm actually working on that.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thank you.
That's dope. I would love to see that. I would love to be on one of them too.
I'll do a
hook for that.
Oh yeah, God bless, man.
I'll do a hook for that. Anything you need me to do, man.
Thank you, my brother.
It's real and that's different. A lot of people's not doing that. Miss Lisa's a poet also. You got any poet things? You got anything to say about his song, poetry song?
I mean, I like it. It sounds like a real story, like it really happened, but it does happen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's real in somebody's life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually wrote a book as well, and it's a book of poetry.
Really?
And whenever I have an opportunity to recite, spit whatever, because they'll be like, oh yeah, you rapping, like he said.
Yes.
Can we hear something, Miss Lisa?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Can we
come
do
on,
it
come
on? Right, on Total Control Radio Show for
spit
me.
Spit something out of your head. Right, come on,
do
it for
me.
The people.
I got one. Okay.
Come on, let's get it.
So this one, I do this one all the time. So, One World. My complexion shouldn't matter, nor the language that I speak. And you shouldn't judge me on my ethnicity. You see, I was created to be unique. Outside beauty reflected on the inside of me, full of love and passion to be the best that I can be. I appreciate you, so why not appreciate me?
Mm.
We are all one world, a part of the human race. Wherever you go, whatever you do, there will be things you don't want to face.
Ooh.
One world, no hate, limitless in love. One world, embracing our sons and daughters. Resist useless chatter. One world of peace, because all lives do matter. So let's use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding too, because one world represents me and one world represents you. We are all one world.
Wow. Deep, right? That was beautiful.
She know Tupac.
No way.
She got a, I tell everybody that. She has a picture with Tupac. I'm dead serious.
That's crazy.
I ain't never seen, she's the only person I know that got a picture with Tupac.
It's the early 90s, actually.
That's crazy.
You see why she's so poetic?
Mm-hmm,
justice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's poetic justice.
I love it.
So we here at Total Control Radio Show, man. Jay Wright, thank you for coming, man.
Man, what an honor.
I appreciate you, man. Give a shout out, man. Shout out your people.
Shout out to everybody from South Jamaica, Queens,
Southside, Merrick Boulevard, we outside, man.
West Side, man. I appreciate everybody out there for supporting me. I want to shout out to my company, Megavision, Hicksville Optical, Sunnyside Optical. I appreciate you guys, man. Without you guys, there is no me, man. God bless you. Thank you so much, my brother, for having me.
Yes, yes,
Lisa,
yes.
What about your social media?
Oh, shout out to social media. Shout out Bella.
Sorry about that. Bella, listen, guys. Bella made this possible. Thank you so much, my sister. My damn head is all over the place.
She was blowing my phone
Thank
up.
You
like,
so
yo,
much.
Yo, yo, can
Bella
you get
made
a
this possible,
on this,
guys.
On your radio show?
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate
anything
that.
Anything for you, Bella. Anything
for Bella, guys. She's amazing.
Yeah,
shout out to Dino Money, the whole mom.
Social media. 1 minute.
My social media is J Wrights, guys. JWRITEZZ on Instagram. That's where you can hit me. God bless you.
You already know this is Quad of Last Word. You already know where to find me. Find you with BYBMLYC Radio. All the voices of today's generation. We out of here.
It's my destiny. It's my destiny. 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 It's my destiny.
Oh, peace, New York. It's Link the God King, man. When I'm not in the studio writing my next Hot 16, I'm definitely listening to ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation.